Good evening and welcome to Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game one of a six-game series against the Quakes, the first time that the Rawhide have traveled here to Lone Mart Field. Rawhide have hosted the Quakes twice this season. Just all the series have been at Valley Strong Ballpark, so first time here down in Rancho. Let's give you tonight's starting lineup. Starting off with the visiting team, your Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Leading it off at second base is Anderson Rojas. Batting second at first base, Requelman Cabral, followed by the catcher, Christian Cerda. In the cleanup spot in left field, it's Christian Robinson, followed by the designated hitter, David Martin. Batting sixth at third base, Gavin Conticello, followed by the center fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth in right field is Johan Benitez, and batting ninth, the shortstop, Juan Corniel. On the mound for the Rawhide today, right-handed pitcher Jacob Steinmetz. And here's the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes that he will be facing. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Leading off at shortstop is Jose Azara. In right field, Josue De Paula. Batting third in center field, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, Jesus Galiz. Batting fifth is Ryan Doncone. He's the third baseman today, followed by the left fielder Luis Rodriguez. Batting seventh is the designated hitter Jorge Puerta. Batting eighth at first base, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth at second base is Kenneth Betancourt. On the mound today, for the Quakes is Jared Carroll's right-handed pitcher, and we are ready for first pitch. A little behind schedule. First pitch of the day is a strike on the inside corner at 6:33. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. It's game one of the six-game series against the Quakes. A little bit of a weird week. The pitch, ground ball, foul, first base side. Reason why it's a little weird is this is the only series this season that we're starting the games on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. In fact, when I sent my rotation over to the Quakes, the Rawhide pitching rotation, because we share that with the other media members, I still put Tuesday down as the day that Steinmetz was pitching today. I'm just so accustomed to that. The 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. Rojas strikes out for the first out of the inning. That brings up Requelman Cabral. He's the first baseman today, batting from the left side, a switch hitter. One away, nobody on. And the reason why this is a little bit of a weirder series with starting on a Wednesday is because of July 3rd. And really, because of July 4th as well, the pitch is lined, caught by the first baseman, Dooney, for the second out of the inning. Two-way, nobody on for the catcher, Christian Cerda. So because 4th of July is on a Tuesday this year, most teams who would be on the road on the 4th would prefer to have a game on the third, which happens to be a Monday. The first pitch to Cerda's fouled off. And the reason why you want that is because it is the start of a holiday, quote-unquote, weekend, even though it's a Monday, the start of a holiday, and it's an opportunity to really sell out the ballpark. So that's why games are on Monday this week. The pitch is fouled off. So the Rawhide traveled here from Visalia today. The bus is at about 9 a.m., I believe. Have a game. And then we play every day like normal until Monday, 6:30 game. We'll probably be on the bus by 9:30, maybe 10:30. The pitch to Cerda swung on, ground ball, diving play by the shortstop. He throws to first, and it's in time to get Cerda. What a play by the shortstop, Izara, but he is on the ground in shallow center field. I think just a little banged up. He's helped up by Betancourt. Just to finish off the Rawhide schedule for you. So, again, we'll probably get on the bus between 9:30 and 10:30. Actually, I beg your pardon, the game's at 6:30, so we're going to get on the bus between 10:30 and 11:30. Drive 3 to 4 hours back to Visalia. You know there's going to be L.A. traffic, especially with the holiday. And then we play immediately after that. We play immediately after that on July 4th and continue to play a normal six-game series. And the next off day will be Monday, July 10th, for the 4 days off for the All-Star break. We're scoreless heading into the bottom half of the first. We'll have a short break here. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Tecron these deposits and helps protect our future.
No one hit mark like Will. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, service that always. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll face Jose Azara, who's batting from the right side. He was the one that just kind of got banged up on that diving play up the middle. But got up fine, just needed some help from Betancourt. The first pitch misses in, ball one. Catching for Steinmetz today, Christian Cerda. The pitch, ground ball. Condicello, the third baseman, has it. The throw to first a little high, but in plenty of time. For the first out of the inning, one away. So, Condicello is the third baseman today at shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Anderson Rojas. And at first, it is Requelman Cabral. In left field, Christian Robinson. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right, Johan Benitez. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is David Sabal. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is Tatum Littleton. First pitch to DePaula is outside, ball one. Steinmetz delivers. It's fouled off. Quakes did win the first half championship, so they already have a playoff berth. And they have a hot start to the second half as well. They're 3-0. 1-1. Ground ball. First baseman Cabral bodies it up. He tosses to first base as Steinmetz covers. Two down. Brings up Kyle Nevin. Two away, nobody on. He is the center fielder today for Rancho. First pitch is bounced in front of the plate, ball one. Rawhide right now are 1-2 in the second half, 24-45 overall. Pitch from Steinmetz is popped up into shallow right center field. Benitez comes in. Rojas goes out, but the right fielder Benitez, he does not make the catch. He had it in his glove, and it popped out right there. It'll be an error on the right fielder, and Nevin, running hard, ends up on second. Sun might have been a factor there, but definitely an error on the right fielder. Two-base error. Cleanup batter at the plate now. It's Jesus Galiz. First pitch swinging ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Nevin being waved around home. The throw from Benitez is cut off. And the Quakes lead 1-0. The run will not be earned to Steinmetz, but 1-0 ball game already in the bottom half of the first. And it was not a line drive base hit. It was really more of a ground ball, but Galiz able to hit out of the shift. The second baseman, Rojas, is playing closer to second. No chance for him or Cabral to make the play. a well-hit ground ball, but if it was right to someone, it would have been playable. Here's Ryan Doncone. He's batting from the right side. Third baseman today for the Quakes. He takes a ball out. Two away, runner on first. The pitch from Steinmetz is a ground ball, third base, a chopper. Condicello backhands it, no throw anywhere. Infield single for Doncone. Tough play. In a situation like that when a hitter does not hit the ball well, they just hit it so softly it was impossible for the third baseman to make a play. It's tough because Steinmetz did beat him. It was bad contact by Doncone, but he's able to reach base on an infield single. Brings up Luis Rodriguez, the left fielder. He takes the ball low. The runner on second is Galiz, and on first, Doncone. One-oh. Ground ball. Shortstop Corniel is there. He flips to second, and he's called safe at second base. Doncone beats it out. Another high chopper. Corniel had a quick feed, and Rojas was there. He positioned himself well to be able to stretch like a first baseman there. Just luck never seems to be in the Rawhide's favor. Last team to be this unlucky was the Bad News Bears. Two down, the bases are loaded. At the plate is Jorge Puerta. Puerta is the designated hitter today. Pitch is low and outside, ball one. Two outs, bases are full. The runner on third, Galiz, on second, Doncone. And on first is Rodriguez. One nothing ball game. Steinmetz trying to get out of it here. The pitch, grounded foul, third base side. One-one, misses out, ball two. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is even at two, and two is a breaking ball from Steinmetz. One nothing ball game, Quakes lead. Bases are loaded, 2-2 count, two away. Infield shading slightly to the left. The righty delivers. Slow ground ball, third baseman Condicello throws to second, this time in plenty of time to finally get the third out of the inning. Could have been a lot worse, but the Quakes do score first, 1-0 as we head into the second. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
First pitch to Christian Robinson. A strike on the outside corner. Here's the pitch. Misses a little low. The Quakes lead 1-0 top of the second inning. Robinson batting 243 this year. The pitch is outside. Two-one, popped up first base side, foul territory. The catcher, Galiz, gives chase out as Dooney, but Dooney, the first baseman, makes the catch in front of first in foul territory. One away for the designated hitter, David Martin. First pitch, the left-handed hitter misses high. Slight shift to the right in the infield, nothing drastic. The pitch swung on and missed. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Wind is blowing out to right field. Carroll's delivers. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 count. Martin is batting 285 this year. 1-2. Popped up in the infield. Third baseman Don Cone is underneath it. Heels in the outfield grass. Two away. Gavin Condicello bats from the left side. Third baseman today for the Rawhide. The pitch. Just a little outside, ball one. Catching today for the Quakes, Jesus Galiz. Third baseman Ryan Doncon. The pitch. High fly ball into right field. Right fielder DePaula comes in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. Bottom half of the second coming up. Quakes lead 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Steinmetz back on the mound for the second inning. First pitch is fouled off. Quakes lead 1-0 at the plate is Dayton Dooney. He's batting 192 this season. Sun sets on the third base side. There's a little bit of shadows in foul territory. Third base side. And some shadows from the trees in left field and left center. It'll be a little while before the shade has completely covered the entire playing surface. 0-1. Low in the dirt. Steinmetz 0-5 this year, a 6.81 ERA. This is only the first time, the second time that he's faced the Quakes. 1-1, misses high ball 2. Last time he faced them was in May. On May 16th, he was not a part of the decision. He only threw an inning and 2/3, giving up 3 runs off of 5 hits, walked 2, and struck out 2. 2-1 is low. The reason why he was unable to throw 2 or more innings was because of the pitch count. Every organization is different, but the Diamondbacks have a certain number where if you throw that many pitches in one inning, you're going to be taken out even if it's in the middle of an at-bat as that pitch is fouled off. Full count. Payoff pitch. Cold strike 3 on the low outside corner. Dooney goes down looking for the first out of the second. First strikeout of the day for Steinmetz. It's brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust we trust. Here's Kenneth Betancourt. He's batting from the right side. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike on the inside corner. Betancourt batting 292 this year. Steinmetz kicks. 0-1. Ground ball to the third baseman. Conicello fields it on 2. Hops the throw a little high, but Cabral keeps his foot on the bag for the second out of the inning. Jose Azara steps to the plate. He grounds it out to third in his first at bat. Pitch misses outside to Izara. Infield shading slightly to the left. 2 away and nobody on. 1-0. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. The third baseman, Condicello, is well behind third base. Takes a step or two in now. Inside, ball 3. Eastside Mets in his last outing. It was a little over a week ago now, June 20th, the pitch. High and in, ball four. First walk given up by Steinmetz. It comes off four pitches. Two away, runner on first, and Josue DePaula steps to the plate. He grounds it out to the first baseman, Cabral, in his first at-bat. So in that last outing, he threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up four runs off of six hits. Walked a batter, struck out one. He did take the loss in his last appearance. Steinmetz, 6'5". The pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop. He has it. He'll throw to first to end the inning. Quakes still lead 1-0 as we go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Alvin Guzman is batting from the right side, leading off the top of the third. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Guzman batting .230 this year. 0-1. Swung on and missed again. O-2 from Carrollson, the pitch. A breaking ball. Misses. Maybe a little low. Looks good from here. Righty delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. Guzman swings and misses at a pitch low in the dirt. One away. And Johan Benitez comes to the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Carroll's 1-2, a 2.92 ERA. First pitch to Benitez. He tries to check his swing, but he does go all the way around. Benitez batting .239. 0-1, misses high. Carroll's making his eighth career start and his 11th appearance overall. This is the third time that he's facing the Rawhide. 1-1, low in the dirt. The two previous starts against the Rawhide, he does not have a record, no wins or losses. He allowed two runs on five hits over 7 innings. 2-1 is fouled off. 2-2 count now. He was named the Cal League Pitcher of the Month for May. Went 1-0 with an ERA of 1.40 over 4 starts and 5 appearances. Two, two. Lined right to the shortstop, Azara, for the second out of the inning. Well hit ball, but Azara placed perfectly to make the catch. Two down. And Juan Corniel, the shortstop, switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch swinging, fly ball right center field. Center fielder Nevin cruises over to make the catch. Another 1-2-3 inning of work through three. And the Rawhide have not had a base runner yet. Bottom of the third coming up. Quakes lead 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Jacob Steinmetz back on the mound, bottom half of the third inning. Quakes lead 1-0. First pitch to Nevin is a strike on the outside corner. Nevin was the one that reached on the air by the right fielder Benitez, ended up scoring the first run of the game. The pitch is outside. Take away the air, and we have a scoreless ball game. That run is unearned to Steinmetz. Lined into right field, a base hit. Benitez fields it cleanly. Get it in to hold him to a single. Here's Jesus Galiz. He singled into right in his first at-bat. Steinmetz just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 in less than a month on July 19th. Originally from New York. Drafted in the third round of 2021. Out of the Hebrew Academy of Five Towns and Rockaway. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. Despite Steinmetz only being 19 years old, he has a lot of success in his career. Just 19 years old, he's already played in the World Baseball Classic for Team Israel. 0-1. Misses inside, ball one. And I think essentially every single person in the Jewish community knows who Jacob Steinmetz is, especially if you're a baseball fan. He is the first Orthodox Jew to play in affiliated baseball. The 1-1 popped up. Shallow right field. Cabral giving chase. So is Rojas. Lands in no man's land for a base hit. Landed in fair territory right near the foul line. Back-to-back singles to start off the third. Randon Cullen bats from the right side. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. 1-0 ball game. Now, when I mentioned that Steinmetz already has a lot of success in his career, I'm not even just talking about the World Baseball Classic as the pitch misses outside. I'm talking about one very specific play in the World Baseball Classic. It was when he struck out Manny Machado. Yes, that Manny Machado. I mean, if I'm 19 years old and I strike out Manny Machado, I'm just going to retire right there. We're good. I peaked. Don't need anything else in my life. We're good. I can retire. But Steinmetz here at the Rawhide. Spent the last 2 years in the Arizona Complex League. His first taste of full season. 1-0. And misses ball two. Steinmetz also recently, just I believe 3 weeks ago it was, maybe a month ago, he was added to MLB Pipeline's top D-backs prospect list as the 30th top prospect. 2-0. Ground ball. The shortstop, Corniel, can't field it. Tried to backhand it on the run. Everyone is safe. Bases are loaded. Tough play, but Corniel seems to be a little shaken up. I think it ended up hitting his wrist. They are going to give it a hit. Would have been a fantastic play by Corniel. Connor Oates, the athletic trainer, out to check on Corniel. It is his right hand that they're checking on, which means it hit his throwing hand somehow. I thought it hit off his glove wrist. Well, bases are full for the second time today for the Quakes. This time there's nobody out. And Corniel says he's fine, he'll stay in the game. Connor Oates heading back into the dugout. All right, we are ready for Luis Rodriguez. Bases full, nobody out, an opportunity for the Quakes to open up this ball game. 1-0, bottom of the third. Steinmetz a deep breath and delivers. First pitch is swung on and missed. Steinmetz has already given up 5 hits today. Well, 2 of them infield singles. Another one, a seeing eye single. The pitch inside, ball one. I mean, I'm looking at my scorebook, and yes, he has 5 hits, but really only one of them was really hard hit, maybe 2. The rest were kind of bloopers that landed or slow ground balls and never left the infield. No chance for Conticello to make a play on. So again, it doesn't feel like Steinmetz is throwing poorly despite the situation right now. The 1-1 misses low ball 2. This is the 11th start of the year for Steinmetz. He came a little bit late. I believe it's because of Passover. He's thrown 36 innings for the Rawhide, walking 24 while striking out 30. The pitch is a little low. 3-1 count, a hitter's count for Rodriguez. Infield at double play depth, and the 3-1 bouncing ground ball again. Corniel has it, throws to second for one, on to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play, a run does score. 2-0 ball game now in the bottom of the third inning. Runner on third is Jesus Galice.
Yeah.
Two away, and the designated hitter, Jorge Puerta, bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Fouled off out of play, right side. Oh-1. Hard line drive right to the third baseman, Condicello, and that will end the inning. A run does score, but bases loaded, nobody out, only a run scoring. That's not bad for Steinmetz and the Rawhide. 2-0 ball game as we go into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rojas leaves it off, takes the ball high. Rojas struck out in his first at-bat. It was on three pitches. The pitch is lined very foul, right field side. 2-0 ball game, Quakes lead. Meanwhile, the Rawhide haven't had a base runner yet. See if they can change that the second time through. 1-1. Ground ball, the first baseman Dooney fields it. He underhand tosses to the pitcher, Carrollson. That's the first out of the inning. Requelman Cabral now bats from the left side. He's had a nice hot start with the Hyde. He's been with them for just a week now. Played a few games at third, but we've seen him consistently at first for four games in a row now. He lined out to the first baseman Dooney in his first at bat. But he's batting 7-19, well, now 7-20 after that line out. He swings the first pitch again, towering fly ball into right field. DePaula backs up a little suddenly towards the end, but is able to make the play. Two away. Here's Christian Cerda. He'll bat from the right side. Cerda grounds it out to the shortstop, Azar, who made a fantastic play. Was a ground ball up the middle. He dove and didn't fully come up. He kind of stayed on one knee, one leg up, and was able to throw to first base. It was not a hard throw, but it was accurate and in the air. It was not in the dirt. And Cerda is one of the slowest, if not the slowest, runner on the team. The first pitch to him misses low. It's a toss-up between him and David Martin. It's almost always the catchers. 1-0. Misses low, ball two. Cerda's batting 240 this year. Originally from the Bronx in New York, but moved to the Dominican Republic when he was 14. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. And Cerda's, I believe both of his parents are from the Dominican Republic. 2-1. Called strike on the inside corner. 2-2 count. Cerda does not like the last two calls. Karras' last start was on June 15th when he allowed 5 runs, 3 of them earned, on 6 hits over 5 innings. 2-2 was popped up, first base side, foul territory. Dooney gives chase about 5 feet from the Rawhide dugout, and he makes the catch. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. He's faced the minimum through 4. Bottom half of the 4th coming up. Rawhide trail 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
First pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Dayton Dooney. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. That is the only strikeout of the day for Steinmetz. The 2-0 ball game. Tries to check his swing on a very outside pitch. Nice breaking ball from Steinmetz. 0-2 count. 2-0 ball game. Quakes lead. They've scored 2 runs off of 5 hits. Only one of those runs is earned to Steinmetz. 0-2. Breaking ball that's just a little low. The pitch is low and out again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Low ball 3. Both those breaking balls. Low and outside. It actually looked like the same pitch 3 times that he tried to throw. The first time was the closest to a strike. The other two were more swing and miss pitches. As that pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Steinmetz. Sits down Dooney for the second time today. Second strikeout. Another one brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. One down, nobody on, and Kenneth Betancourt bats from the right side. Infield shading to the left. He takes the pitch a little out, ball 1. Betancourt grounds it out to the third baseman, Conticello, in his first at-bat. Shadows now taking over a majority of the infield grass and a majority of left field. The pitch is a strike. In the outside corner. Outfield playing a little shallow. The pitch is low in the dirt. Steinmetz steps and delivers. Break is fouled off behind the plate. Steinmetz. Just over 50 pitches thrown today. 2-2. Fouled off third base side. The most pitches that he's thrown this season with the Rawhide is 81. And he actually only threw 4 2/3 innings when he did that. He has thrown 6 innings this season, and that day he only had 70 pitches. Pitch misses low, count is full. Payoff pitch from Steinmetz. Line towards right field. Benitez goes back, has it over his shoulder for the second out of the inning. Two away, and the leadoff batter, Jose Azar, is at the plate. He walked in his last at-bat and grounds out to third in his first. Right now the sun is setting down the third base side, like I mentioned, and this is the time, the next inning or so, will be really difficult for the right fielders. Also for first base and second base, but primarily in right. The pitch to Azar is a strike on the outside corner, 78-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Infield shading slightly to the left. Steinmetz steps and delivers. It was very outside. In fact, it bounced in front of the plate, but not just that, it bounced in front of the other batter's box. 1-1 count. You'll see that a lot at this level where these guys have crazy movement, just nasty pitches, but sometimes it's a little too much movement. The pitch is a strike. Count is 1-2. You'll see it with Steinmetz, and you'll see it with Ricardo Yan, who's usually our Saturday starter, but this week he'll be on Sunday. Here's the 1-2. Outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rancho leads 2-0. The pitch, breaking ball fouled off. He stays alive. The 2-2 is swung on and missed strike three. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Steinmetz. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're through 4. Rawhide trail 2-0 as we go into the 5th. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
To a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Christian Robinson swings the first pitch, is grounded up the middle, and cannot be fielded cleanly by Betancourt. That is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It comes in the top of the 5th inning. Christian Robinson to not waste any time. Here's David Martin batting from the left. He popped out to third in his first at-bat. Karros working with the base runner for the first time. First pitch, Robinson takes off. The throw is low in the dirt. Ball one. No throw from Galiz. It is a stolen base for Robinson. Robinson's seventh stolen base this season. Runner in scoring position for David Martin. Infield shading to the right. Takes away the double play ball, too. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, left center field. Left fielder Rodriguez gives chase out as Nevin. Center fielder Nevin makes the catch. The throw to third is good and holds Robinson at second. One away, still a runner in scoring position for Gavin Contasello. Contasello flied out to right field in his first at-bat. Glove at the ball. Karros checks the runner on second, and the pitch is grounded foul, first base side. Oh, 1 count. Karros comes from a family of great baseball players, also in the Dodgers organization. The pitch misses in. He's the son of the former Dodger in 1992 NL Rookie of the Year, Eric Karros. And Jared Karros on the mound. He was drafted by the Dodgers in the 16th round of the 2022 draft out of UCLA. Pickoff attempt at second base. Robinson is back safely diving. He was really dancing over there at second. And Karros actually from Manhattan Beach, California. That's my hometown. Well, I'm from Hermosa Beach. They're the same thing. Both towns or cities, whichever one you prefer to call them, go to Maricosta High School. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. So he played high school ball at Costa and went to UCLA. I wish I could say that I know him, but I'm now too old to know any of these people or have gone to high school with any of them. The pitch is popped up into left field. The left fielder Rodriguez is underneath it as Robinson heads back to second, two away. When I first got this job in 2019, I was 22. I was younger than a majority of this team. Some of the people I would have seen from Collegiate Summer Ball, maybe heard of them in high school or college. For example, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. I knew of him in high school. We're from the same area. He's 2 years older than me. First pitch to Guzman is swung on and missed strike one. The only player that I have any background with is actually Nick Bittison with the Quakes. He played for the Nashua Silver Knights right before he was going into his freshman year at Virginia Tech. As the pitch is bunted, it's popped up, it gets down the right field, the third base side, but now it rolls foul. Well, an unfortunate bunt, not a good bunt. He's lucky it wasn't caught, but then unfortunately it rolled foul, so it is an 0-2 count. So Bittison was going into his freshman year of college. I was graduating college, but I broadcasted for that team in New Hampshire, so that's really the only connection I might have with these guys this age now. 0-2 count, two away. Runner in scoring position is Christian Robinson. Rawhide trail 2-0. Karros sets. 0-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Guzman strikes out looking to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on second. and they still trail by two. We're halfway through this one. Steinmetz will be back on the mound for the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Josue DePaula leading it off in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-0 ball game. We've just hit the hour mark in this game, bottom half of the fifth. Rancho leads 2-0. They have 5 hits today, and the pitch is fouled off. DePaula has grounded out twice, once to first and once to short. Steinmetz is back on the mound. Looks like Axel Anduesa is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch misses out. He did go out in the last inning to start warming. Steinmetz, I don't think near his pitch count unless it's a little bit lower than I thought it was. The pitch is a strike, 1-2 count. Remember, he has thrown 81 pitches this season, but his last two appearances, he didn't go very far because he hit his pitch limit in the middle of the inning. And then, because of that, he has not thrown 60 pitches in the last 2 weeks. So maybe his pitch count went a little bit lower. Those are questions that I tend not to ask T-Mark, our pitching coach, as that pitch misses low ball 3. Sometimes he'll remember to tell me. Other times he won't. Pitch 2 to Paula. Ground ball, third base side. Condicello backhands it, plants his feet. A firing throw to first base, and he's out. What a play by Gavin Condicello. That was your Rawhide electric play of the game, brought to you by Geiger Electric. Really close play. I don't know which way the call should have been, but great throw from Condicello, showing off his arm in third base. Cal Nevin, bats from the right side. He's hit the ball to right field twice. One was dropped by the right fielder, Benitez. The other one was a single in front of him. First pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Oh, 1. Breaking ball again, 0-2. Nevin batting 328 this year. Oh, 2, swung on and missed strike 3. It was a high inside fastball that he waved at. The second out of the inning, fourth strikeout of the day for Steinmetz, who settled in nicely in the last 2 innings. Cleanup batter, Jesus Galiz, he bats from the right side. He's also singled to right twice. One was a ground ball, the other a pop fly, more of a blooper really, that landed just barely fair and out of reach of the first baseman, Cabral. First pitch misses low ball 1. Wind still blowing out to right, and the pitch misses out, ball two. Steinmetz steps in, delivers the 2-0. Popped up in the infield, second baseman Rojas has it. And that will end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Steinmetz. Heading into the sixth, still a 2-0 ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223. Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the sixth inning, Benitez swings the first pitch. It is fouled off on the third base side. 2-0 ball game, Rancho leads. Jonathan Edwards is the new pitcher on the mound. He's in relief for Jared Karros. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-1 to Benitez. It is a strike on the outside corner. Karros is in line for the win. He only gave up one hit, did not walk anyone through his five innings. Of course, no runs. He struck out three batters in his five innings. O-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Doncone has it. The throw to first. High and not in time. It gets by the first baseman, Dooney. And Benitez is safe. It is a throwing error on the third baseman. First error of the day for the Quakes. Second of the day in this game. So we'll see if the Rawhide can capitalize on an error like the Quakes did. 2-0 ball game. Infield at double play depth, Corniel at the plate. The pitch to him is a little high. The third baseman, Doncone, is well off the third base line. But even with the base path, maybe even a step in front of it in case there's a bunt. First baseman, Dooney, holding the runner on first. The other two infielders are at double play depth. The pitch, it is a bunt down the third base side. The catcher, Galise, lets it roll and now picks it up in fair territory. An infield bunt for Corniel, just the second hit of the day. In a situation like that, the ball was still rolling down the third base side. Especially with it rolling down the third base side, you're going to be able to see if Benitez takes a wide turn around second and decides to keep going to third, but just let it keep rolling. You never know. It could hit a rock, a bump, a divot, who knows, where it'll go foul. Don't pick it up until it's completely still. And again, if for whatever reason Benitez keeps going to third, well, you're right there. Pick it up and throw it. First pitch to Rojas is swung on and missed, strike one. Rojas is struck out and also grounded out to first. Edwards working with runners on first and second with nobody out. First time Rawhide have had two runners on today. 0-1 popped up out of play behind our press box. Edwards is 1-0 this year with a 6.48 ERA. This is his 18th appearance out of the pen, and the pitch popped up out of play again. He's thrown 16 innings for the Quakes, striking out 16 but walking 26. Opponents are batting .232 against him this season. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball. Second baseman, no, the first baseman, Dooney has it. He throws to second for the out. No one covering first for a double play ball. Corniel retired from the bases. Benitez advances to third, and Rojas reaches on the fielder's choice. It was a ground ball that was going right to the second baseman, Betancourt, but Dooney had the angle where he was able to cut it off and throw to second. It's a really good thing that he did, because if Betancourt fielded it, Dooney was so far off the bag, no way he was going to get back, and the pitcher Edwards was slow to get to first. Runners on the corners, one down, and Cabral is at the plate. The pitch misses outside. Two nothing ball game. Runner takes off her second. The pitch is low. The throw to second is in time. They got him, and Benitez stays at third. That is the second out of the inning. Second time this season Rojas has been caught stealing. Runner still on third for Cabral, but two away now. He's lined out and flied out today. 2-0. Swung on and missed. Two, one. Swung on and missed, strike two. Two, two. Foul tipped into the glove of Galiz, strike three. Cabral strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide had two runners on with nobody out and could not capitalize. 2-0 ball game still. Bottom half of the sixth coming up, and Axel Andueza will be on the mound for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Jacob Steinmetz. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll still be a 2-0 ball game as we go into the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this.
Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Randon Cohn bats from the right side. He has singled twice today, both of them infield singles. Andueza, the new pitcher on the mound. First pitch swinging, deep fly ball left center field. Guzman comes over. The center fielder makes the catch, one down. One pitch, one out for the new righty pitcher. Andueza in relief for Steinmetz, who I'd say has had his best outing in the month of June. Five innings, five hits, two runs, one of them earned. Walked a batter, struck out four. He is unfortunately in line for the loss, but quite frankly, the Rawhide bats just aren't supporting him today. Luis Rodriguez is batting from the right side. Andueza sets. He pitches, and it's a strike at the letters, 0-1 count. Breaking ball that misses high. One. Swung on and missed. Andueza, originally from Venezuela, and he actually was signed as a catcher by the Diamondbacks. Last year, he transitioned to pitching. His place on the development list was sent to Arizona. Now he's here with the Rawhide. He's on the opening day roster. One, two. Fouled off. Andueza 1-1, a 5.34 ERA. It's his 24th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 32 innings, striking out 34 and walking 20. Rodriguez has hit two ground balls, one to second, one to short. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. High fastball that he waved at. Two away. First strikeout of the day for Andueza and the fifth for the Rawhide pitching staff. Two down, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rancho still leads 2-0 as Jorge Puerta bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's a strike at the knees, 0-1 count. Low and outside. One from Andueza, swung on and missed. Andueza, he's held opponents to a .218 batting average. 1-2, fouled off. Puerta has hit two balls to third. One was a ground ball, the other a hard line drive. The 1-2 from Andueza is very outside. Two balls and two strikes. Quakes have not had a base runner since the third inning. 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Andueza. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for the Rawhide pitching staff. Queeksley 2-0 as we head into the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Here's Christian Cerda batting from the right side. 2-0 ball game. Quakes lead in the seventh. The first pitch from Edwards misses low. Cerda has grounded out to short, and he's also popped out to first. 1-0. Grounded foul, third base side. Take a look at the scores in the California League. Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 4-3 in the sixth. Stockton leads Fresno 5-0 in the third. And Modesto defeated San Jose 6-4. 1-1. Misses outside ball two. We're still early in the second half. This is just game four. Right now, Fresno leads the Northern Division. They're undefeated in the second half. And Rancho also undefeated in the second half. 2-1 is fouled off into the netting. But because Rancho has already clinched, if they have the best record in the second half in the Southern Division, then the team with the best overall record would win. So the Rawhide would not be able to be the second half champs unless they, in fact, did have the best record. The pitch misses low, ball three, full count. So their only chance of making the playoffs is to actually have the best record in the second half. Teams like Inland Empire have a chance to still make the playoffs, even if Rancho is the second half champs again. Lake Elsinore has a chance, too, if they turn it around. They've had a rough month or so. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to center field, straight away center, but Nevin makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning, one away. And Christian Robinson comes to the plate. He had the first hit of the day, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. He's 1-2 today. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Edwards is back on the mound for his second inning of work. No movement in either pen right now. Oh, 1. Check swing, but he does foul it off in front of the plate. 0-2. Popped up first base side and out of play. Two-nothing ball game. The Rawhide only have two hits today. They've had three base runners. The pitch is low and out. One ball, two strikes, one out, and the pitch. Fouled off out of play. One, two, fouled off yet again. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat for Robinson. One ball, two strikes, one down. Edwards, glove at the belt, and he delivers a little low, 2-2. Robinson now batting .250 on the season. He's been with the Rawhide for about a month. He's finally placed off the restricted list. Once his visa was able to get through. Then he was immediately sent to Visalia. The pitch is low, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And the payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Robinson draws a walk on nine pitches. First walk given up by Edwards. First walk given up by any pitcher today for the Quakes. One away, and David Martin now bats on the left side. He's popped out twice, once to third, another to center. Pickoff attempt at first base, and Robinson is back safely standing up. Infield shading to the right. They are at double play depth. Another pickoff attempt at second. We've yet to see a pitch thrown to Martin. First pitch to Martin, misses outside. Another throw over to first, this time from the catcher, Galiz. Really paying attention to Robinson. Remember, he did steal a base back in the fifth inning. It was his seventh stolen base of the year. He takes off. The pitch is fouled off by Martin, so Robinson will have to go back to first base. 1-1 count. Martin is batting .281 this season. He takes off again. The 1-1 is low. Throw from Galiz, not in time. Robinson has his second stolen base of the day and the eighth of the season. Runner in scoring position for the designated hitter. No more sunlight on the playing surface. The lights are taking full effect, although still a very light sky. You can see the outlines of the mountains behind the left field trees. 2-1. Popped up again. Shallow center field. Nevin coming in underneath it for the second out. Robinson stays at second base. Here's Gavin Condicello. He's batting from the left side. He's flied out to right, and he's flied out to left. The pitch to Conticello is a strike on the outside corner. It's now movement in the pen for the Quakes, so righty's up and throwing. The pitch, outside, ball one. This is Edwards' second inning of work. First time Conticello's facing him today, two away. Runner in scoring position, low scoring game, 2-0. Rawhide's still looking for their first run of the day. They only have two hits. 1-1, big swing and miss. Edwards delivers outside. Another batter's box, 2-2. Conticello in his second season with the Rawhide, although he came up, I believe, in August or maybe late July last year. Of the 28 active players we have on the roster, 12 of them are returners. The 2-2 lined into left field, a base hit. Left fielder Rodriguez gets it in quickly to hold Robinson. Conticello stays at first base. It was a good throw from Rodriguez. Good decision to hold Robinson at third. Runners are on the corners. That's the third hit of the day for the Rawhide. Two down, and Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. He has struck out twice today, but it's the first time that he's facing Edwards. And here comes the pitching coach. Sean Coyne out to have a conversation with the entire infield. Let's go through this inning. It's the second inning for Edwards. He lined out to center. Beg your pardon, Christian Cerda lined out to center while facing Edwards for the first out of the inning. It was a well-hit ball to straightaway center field, but Nevin made the play. Robinson drew a 9-pitch walk. He stole second base. Martin flied out to center field. Two outs. Conticello had the third hit of the day, a line drive into left field. Left fielder Rodriguez playing a little bit shallow, and he has a good arm. We've seen it twice already today. So D. Gardner, who's coaching third today, the manager for the Hyde, decided to hold Robinson despite Robinson's speed. And that's how we have runners on the corners with two away for Guzman. The first pitch to him is fouled off to the right side. Guzman is struck out swinging and looking today. This will be the 40th pitch of the day for Edwards. Again, there is a righty warming for the Quakes. Oh, 1 inside. One count. Edwards, a long set. Conticello takes off for second. The pitch is swung on, lined into center field, a base hit. Robinson scores. Conticello goes all the way to third. And finally, the Rawhide are on the board in the top of the seventh inning. Fourth hit of the day for the Rawhide, and it drives in their first run of the game. 2-1. Rancho still leads. Runners on the corners, two away. On third, Conticello. On first, Guzman. And here comes Shoemaker to make the switch. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after this. The call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll still be two outs with runners in the corners in a 2-1 ball game. Rawhide Trail 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
New pitcher on the mound for Rancho is David Tiburcio. He inherits the runners on the corners with two away. And Benitez is at the plate in a 2-1 ball game in the seventh. First pitch is outside, ball one. And Alvin Guzman is a threat to steal on first. He has 18 stolen bases in 20 attempts. Infield back, shading slightly to the right. 1-0. Swung on and missed. It was a breaking ball. The pitch. Runner takes off. No throw from the catcher. Guzman has his 19th stolen base of the year. And now there's two runners in scoring position. Condicello represents the tying run, and Guzman represents the go-ahead run. Benitez has lined out to short, and he's also hit a ground ball to third. Two balls and a strike. Tapper in front of the mound. The pitcher picks it up. The throw to first is just in time to end the inning. But the Rawhide do get on the board. It's a 2-1 ball game. And it's stretch time at Lomart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Anduesa is back on the mound for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning. 2-1 ball game, Quakes lead. First pitch to Dooney is a off-speed pitch for a strike. The pitch is lined on the left field side. A fair ball into the corner. Robinson cuts it off right in front of the wall. Dooney cruises into second with his 11th double of the year. Leadoff man is on for the Quakes. It's the first time they've had a base runner since the third inning. Nobody out, runner in scoring position is Kenneth Betancourt. Comes to the plate batting from the right side. He has grounded out to third and lined out to right. Rawhide did just score a run. Last inning, Quakes looking to get that one back. The pitch is swung on, ground ball up the middle, through into center field. They're sending Dooney. The throw from Guzman actually sends him back to third. So back-to-back hits makes it runners on the corners, nobody out. Top of the order, Jose Azara at the plate. This is the ninth batter that Anduesa is facing today. Pitch from Anduesa. Strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count. Izara today has grounded out to third. He's walked and he's also struck out swinging. The pitch is low in the dirt. Nice stop by Cerda. A little over an hour and a half into this ball game, 8:13 local time in Rancho. The pitch misses out. 2-1 count. Some pitchers starting to move around in the bullpen for the Rawhide, but no one up and throwing just yet. 2-1. Fly ball into right field. Benitez comes in. He makes the catch. Dooney stays at third base. It was shallow enough that he did not want to risk it. And it was a good throw from Benitez, so a good decision. Runners in the corner, still one down. Josue De Paula now bats from the left side. He has, beg your pardon, he's not faced Anduesa yet. He is 0-for-3 today. He's grounded out three times. First pitch to him. Well hit ball into center field. Guzman going back. It is off the wall. One run will score easily. Betancourt is held at third base. But an RBI double for De Paula, his 12th RBI of the year, 6th double of the season. Puts another run on the board for the Quakes, a 3-1 ball game. They probably could have sent Betancourt because when he was stopped, Corniel had the ball in shallow center field as the cutoff man. Although Corniel has a good arm, so it might have been a risky play. Don't want to run yourself into outs right now. 3-1 ball game, Quakes lead. Two runners are in scoring position as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation with Anduesa and the infield. Every mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team. They are a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Infield comes in with one down. Nevin bats from the right side and the pitch. Misses low. Ball one. On, 1-0. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Cerda. Bounced in front of the plate. He just had to pick it like a first baseman. 2-0. Grounded foul. Slow ground ball, and Dwesa has it. The throw home is in plenty of time to get Betancourt. I'm not sure if the Quakes have a rule where if it's hit on the ground in the infield with runners on second and third, you just take off, because that did not get past the pitcher's mound. And Dwesa, I mentioned, he used to be a catcher. He's an athlete on the mound for the Rawhide. Made a nice play. Not a great throw home, but he had plenty of time to lob it over there for the second out of the inning. Runners are on the corners, two away as Galiz is at the plate. DePaul is on third. Nevin's on first. Galiz is 2-for-3. The first pitch to him misses a little out, ball one. That was the 25th pitch of the day for Andwesa. And with that, Sergio Gutierrez, the bullpen catcher for the day, out to warm someone up. Runner takes off for second. The 1-0 is a strike. Cerda fakes the throw down to second. No throw. It is a stolen base for Nevin, his third of the year. So two runners in scoring position. We did have some roster moves over the last 2 days for the Rawhide. Liam Norris has been promoted to Hillsboro. 1-1 is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Strike two. Gunnar Grun was sent down to the Arizona Complex League. And then Caswell Smith is our newest addition to the Rawhide. He's a relief pitcher. Promoted from the Arizona Complex League. Just arrived in Ontario today. One ball, two strikes, two outs. That pitch misses low. Ball two. Two from Andwesa, lined into center field, a base hit. DePaula scores. Nevin being waved around third. Guzman can't field it cleanly. And two runs score for the Quakes. A two-run single for Galiz. Five to one now. Rancho leads in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ryan Doncone is batting from the right side. Runner on first is Galiz. First time that he faced Andwesa, he flied out to center. First pitch, a ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel backhands it. The throw to second ends the inning. But three runs score for the Quakes. They get a few insurance runs. 5-1 ball game as we go into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Cornell leads it off with a rawhide in the top of the eighth inning. He takes a ball outside. Now a 5-1 ball game. Rancho leads in the eighth. Infield shifting to the right. Pitch to Cornell. Fouled off. But wow, the third baseman Don Cone is really in on the infield grass. He's maybe two steps on the infield grass, third base side, off the line in case Cornell bunts. Cornell does have a bunt base hit today. 1-1, misses outside, ball two. Two-one. Big swing and miss, 2-2. Tiburcio is back on the mound. We can finally close the book on Edwards, who he relieved. Tiburcio is the third pitcher of the day. 2-2, grounded foul towards the Quakes dugout on the third base side. So Edwards threw an inning and two-thirds for the Quakes, giving up three hits, one run, walked a batter, and struck out a batter. Two balls, two strikes. With two strikes, Doncone scoots back behind the third baseline. 2-2. Fouled off left field side. Left fielder Rodriguez giving chase in foul territory. Leaps up and makes the catch in the bullpen. What a play by Rodriguez. Off the bat, I thought it was definitely heading into the stands, but it was hit far enough where he's able to go into the bullpen area, leap up and make the catch before it went out of play. One down in the top of the order. Rojas is at the plate. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Quick meeting on the mound between the catcher Galiz and Tiburcio. He is 2-0 on the season, a 4.76 ERA. This is his 10th appearance out of the pen. In his 9 previous appearances, he has worked 17 innings for Rancho, striking out 9, walking 8. There's a strike on the outside corner. Opponents are batting 281 against Tiburcio this season. One-one, swung on and missed, strike two. Right-handed pitcher starting to throw in the pen for the Rawhide. 1-2, swung on and missed, strike three. Rojas strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away, and Cabral comes to the plate. It looks like Gustavo Del Pozo is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Cabral batting from the left, two away, nobody on. He swings the first pitch off the end of the bat. The left fielder, Rodriguez, comes over. He can't make the catch, and it gets by him down the left field line. Cabral cruises into second with a double. So a runner in scoring position with two away. And now Cerda is at the plate. He has grounded out, popped out, and lined out today. Top of the eighth inning. 5-1 ball game, Quakes lead. The pitch is lined very, very foul. A lot of distance. The pitch is low in the dirt and gets by the catcher, Galiz. Allows Cabral to move to third on the wild pitch. So runner on third now for Cerda. 1-1 count, two away. One misses in, ball two. Two, one, low and in. Hitters count for Cerda. He's batting .238 this year. Tiburcio sets. 3-1. Inside, ball four. Cerda draws a two-out walk. And here's Christian Robinson, who's reached base twice today. Robinson has singled, and he's walked. Robinson's also scored the only run of the day for the Rawhide. On third is Cabral. On second, Cerda. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off into the netting. Oh-1, low and in. Robinson, the only time he's been retired is when he popped out to first in foul territory. Cerda not a threat to steal. He's not even attempted a stolen base this year. 1-1. Strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Tiburcio is a strike away from getting out of it. Here's the 1-2. Cold strike three, low outside corner. Robinson strikes out looking to end the eighth. Rawhide still trail by four as we go into the bottom half of the eighth inning. And it looks like we'll have a new pitcher on the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. It will be Gustavo Del Pozo on the mound for the Rawhide, third pitcher of the evening. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car.
but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
First pitch swinging, it's a high fly ball into center field. It's caught by Alvin Guzman for the first out of the inning. That's Luis Rodriguez who flies out to center. One pitch, one out for the new pitcher, Del Pozo. Jorge Puerta now batting from the right side. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-1 ball game. Quakes lead as there's a strike on the outside corner. Del Pozo in relief for Andueza. Andueza threw two innings for the Rawhide. He did give up three runs off of four hits. He did strike out two. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Puerta today has struck out, lined out, and grounded out. Now 2 hours into this ball game, 8:34 local time in Rancho Cucamonga for game one of this six-game series. Pitch from Del Pozo, grounded to the third baseman, Contasello. The throw to first, a little wide, but Cabral keeps his foot on the bag for the second out of the inning. Here's Dayton Dooney, he'll bat from the right. Dooney has doubled and struck out twice. He swings the first pitch, a high fly ball, right center field. Center fielder Guzman makes the catch, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Del Pozo. Heading into the ninth, last chance for the Rawhide. They trail by four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
K
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Top of the ninth inning. David Martin leads it off for the Rawhide, and we have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Joel Ibarra, right-handed pitcher in relief for Tiburcio. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Martin leading it off, batting from the left side. He's changed his hairstyle for this at-bat after going 0-for-3. The pitch from Ibarra misses ball one. So Martin has very long, curly hair. He's able to get it into a little man bun right at the nape of his neck. So sometimes he does that after he's had a rough game. The pitch misses in ball two, or however he feels he has a good at-bat. Then he keeps the hair as it is, whether down or up. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Misses in. Ibarra, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. That pitch is a strike. Count is 3-1. He's in relief for Tiburcio, who threw an inning and a third to not give up a run. Give up a hit, walked one, and struck out two. And the pitch misses high, ball four. Martin reaches on a leadoff walk on five pitches. And now Gavin Condicello will bat from the left side. Four-run lead for the Quakes. The pitch. It misses low, ball one. Let's go through the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro trails Tri-Cities 3-0 in the sixth. Amarillo defeated Tulsa 6-4. And Reno leads Sacramento 7-1 in the seventh inning. The pitch misses outside. So the Complex League and the Dominican Summer League did not play today. And the big league team currently leads Tampa 2-1 in the ninth. The pitch to Condicello was a strike, 2-1 count. Although the Rays are threatening, they have two outs, runners on first and second in the ninth inning. D-backs are the home team. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch from Ibarra, strike in the inside corner, maybe just under the letters. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball three. Ibarra has a 1.82 ERA. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks. Given up by Ibarra. Nobody out, and Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. Ibarra, originally from Mexico. 4-1 this year, a 1.82 ERA. This is his 20th appearance out, rather 20th appearance overall. He does have one start, so it's his 19th appearance out of the pen. He has thrown 29 innings for the Quakes, striking out 35 and walking 25. Opponents, not a lot of hits against him. They're batting .075 against him. That's below .100 batting average. Guzman's at the plate. He has already driven in a run today. In fact, it's the only run that the Rawhide have scored. Rawhide have scored one run off of five hits. They've committed an error. The Quakes, five runs off of nine hits, and they've also committed one error. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Handed tonight's announced attendance 1,022. This will be probably the lightest crowd of the week, with it being their July 4th week, July 3rd week. I believe they have a bobblehead giveaway. Fireworks on Saturday, like always. And then, of course, on Monday for July 3rd fireworks. The pitch is outside, ball one. 1-1 count to Guzman. Every single game this week will be at 6:30 except for Sunday. That is a 5 o'clock game. 1-1. Big swing and miss. 1-2 count. Ibarra was on the development list, but was just reactivated today before the game and the pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner, a breaking ball that Guzman watched go by. He knew it. Strike three called. One away, and Johan Benitez steps to the plate. First pitch is a little low. Benitez has lined out to short, hit a ground ball to third, and he's grounded out to the pitcher. 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. Ibarra was signed as a free agent out of Mexico by the Dodgers back in 2018. The pitch is swung on, foul tipped into the glove of the catcher. 1-2 count. In 2021, he started the season in the Dominican Summer League. Last year, started it in the Arizona Complex League before finishing his season here in Rancho. He threw in 10 games last year for the Quakes. The pitch comes in and misses Benitez. The catcher, Galiz, can't get the ball. It's a wild pitch on Ibarra. Both runners advance up. That takes away the potential inning-ending and game-ending double play. It was coming straight for Benitez's calf. He was able to scamper out of the way. Runner on third is Martin. On second, Conticello. 2-2. Called strike three on the low inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ibarra. Both of them looking. Last chance for the Rawhide. Juan Corniel trying to extend this game. The Rawhide need to score at least four runs to extend it. Pitch is a strike. Oh, one. fouled off first base side. Rahi now down to their final strike. O-2. Fouled off out of play. Corniel stays alive. O-2 again. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Ibarra walks the first two he saw in this inning and then struck out the next three. All of them strikeouts looking. Final score, Quakes 5, Rawhide 1 for game one of this series. Rawhide scored one run off of five hits. They committed an error. The Quakes, 5 runs off of 9 hits. They also committed an error. Stay right there for the post-game show. We'll go through this game and tell you what to look forward to tomorrow. I'm Jill Gear, and stay right here from Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Final score, Rancho takes down the Rawhide 5-1 in game one of this series. Losing pitcher is Jacob Steinmetz. Now 0-6 on the year. He did not pitch terribly. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, only one of them earned off of 1 walk, and he struck out 4. Winning pitcher is Jared Karros. He earns his second win of the year. He's now 2-2. He threw 5 scoreless innings, giving up just 1 hit, did not walk a batter, and he struck out 3. We'll go through this game. Rancho scored first in the first inning. It was 2 quick outs for Steinmetz, and then what looked like was going to be the third out of the inning was actually a 2-base error by the right fielder Benitez, and then the wheels kind of came off a little bit there. An RBI single by Galiz. The Quakes did have bases loaded with 2 outs, but Steinmetz able to get out of it with only a run scoring, 1-0 ball game. Quakes would score again in the third with Steinmetz on the mound. He gave up three consecutive singles to start off the inning. Got a double play ball that did score a run, and then a line out to end the inning. 2-0 ball game. Rawhide did not score until the seventh inning. In fact, they didn't have their first hit until the fifth. In the seventh, Christian Robinson walked with one out. He stole second base. He moved to third on a single to left field. And then Alvin Guzman drove in Robinson with an RBI single into center, making it a 2-1 ball game at the time. But with Andueza on the mound in the bottom half of the seventh inning, the Quakes scored three runs. A leadoff double followed by a single put runners on the corners. One down and Josue De Paula and an RBI double into center field. That drove in Dooney. Betancourt went to third. Then a two-run single by Galiz made it a 5-1 ball game. That is the final score here from Rancho. Again, Steinmetz is the losing pitcher. Karros is the winning pitcher. Rawhide fall to 24-46 on the year and 1-3 in the second half. The Quakes are still undefeated in the second half, 4-0, and they are 43-27 on the season. Expected starter tomorrow for the Rawhide is Wyatt Wendell. We've not been told who's starting tomorrow for the Quakes. It will be a bullpen day, so we'll see how the Rawhide are able to counter that. First pitch will be tomorrow at 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25 from Lone Mart Field. One final time, Rawhide fall to the Quakes 5-1. The Rawhide had one run, five hits, committed an error. Rancho, five runs, nine hits, committed an error. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today on this Wednesday evening. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.